This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That tune that's playing in the background is one called Bluegrass Picking, and it's one I wrote about 1987 or thereabouts. Colleen Trendworth playing fiddle, and that's with our gospel band that we had. And it was a sort of a bit like a Dixie Breakdown type tune, and it was always good fun to play on stage. We're going to kick the show right off with a song from a young man called Aaron Foster. Frosty was his permanent nickname. And I met Frosty at East Tennessee State University when I visited there 2013 it was. And in fact, that was the year I played at IBMA, and Frosty played guitar for us. He's a delightful young man. Unfortunately, he died in 2021 at a terribly young age. And I know that the entire campus of East Tennessee State University miss him. He was just such a lovely personality. Played some great music. Here he is doing a song, Each Season Changes You, with a bit of help. He's doing the lead vocals and guitar. Bit of help from Ben Watlington on harmony, Adam Steffi on mandolin, Brandon Green on banjo, Ainsley Porchak on fiddle, and Jamie Carter on bass. Well, it's a good lineup, all from East Tennessee. Let's hear Each Season Changes You.
With each season, springtime, summer, fall, winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you. In the spring, dear, your love was like a flower, and it grew in the summer sun. But in the fall, I could see your love was changing, and you broke my heart, so your winter time had done. Like the weather, your heart changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you. Said that you were sorry, and the summer brought autumn. season. Springtime, summer, fall, winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you. Changes with each season. Springtime, summer, fall, winter too. Though I know I'll never understand the reason, I still wonder why each season changes you. I still wonder why each season changes you.
As you can hear from that, he's a great singer and a great guitarist, and he was a delight to play music with, and we'll miss Frosty. Is that the 2013 IBMA? I heard Jeanette Williams and her band playing, and I was very taken by her music and her approach to bluegrass music. Here she is doing a tune called That's the Bottom Line. Her band is... She's doing the lead and harmony vocal. Keith Garrett is doing some harmony with her. Jody King is playing banjo. Josh Pickett guitar. Jacob Eller is playing bass. Ronald Inscore is playing mandolin. And Stephen Fraley is playing fiddle. Fine band. And I really enjoyed their performance. And she's very personable and presents her music beautifully. And I hope you enjoy this song.
This morning, you asked me to keep an open mind. You said what's in your heart you're not sure of, that you needed a little more time. Well, I want you, I need you, and I love you. You just take all the time you need. My love for you will always be. In this disappointing world that we live in, what's called a sure thing ain't worth a dime. We're looking for more than just emotion, true love everlasting, that's the bottom line. If it's not right and true, we know more about ourselves than anyone, and our hearts will always tell us what to do. When my heart tells me that I love you, for your answer I'll wait patiently. I know how I feel, I know what I feel is real. Disappointing world that we live in, what's called a sure thing ain't worth a dime. We're looking for more than just emotion, true love everlasting, that's the bottom line. We're looking for more than just emotion, true love everlasting, that's the bottom line.
Oh, beautiful. beautifully presented song. I have to admit that in my later years, the middle tempo bluegrass really appeals to me most. And yeah, you really hear what the banjo player is doing. He carried the melody beautifully there. And I just love that sort of thing. The fiddle player did exactly the same thing. They obviously have a band policy of that. Ah, here's a tune that I was going to play last week and never managed to fit it in. Kenny Baker doing a Bill Monroe tune, and it's called Road to Columbus. Goes like this. And fiddle playing from Kenny Baker there, and a great banjo break by Bob Black on that. Bill Monroe was playing mandolin and Joe Stewart was doing those lovely guitar runs. Sounded really great. Well, Roland White has had a long career in bluegrass music, and he started with the White Brothers, turned into the Kentucky Curdles over in the Los Angeles area in the early 60s. He eventually came over to Nashville and played both guitar for Bill Monroe, and he played mandolin for Lester Flatt, and he played with the Nashville Bluegrass Band. He's played for all sorts of people, and this album is a more recently recorded one. It's called Roland White and Friends, and a tribute to the Kentucky Colonels, and they in it he's reprising some of the songs that the Kentucky Colonels did, and all with the young musicians that he hangs out with these days. And I'm just turning to the right page here. It's a very complicated thing here, and I've chosen a song called The Little Whitewashed Chimney. It's an old Bill Clifton song, and Roland White's playing mandolin doing the vocal. Gina Furtado is doing banjo. Jeremy Darrow is playing bass. Jeremy Garrett, he's got the Jeremys on here, doing fiddle. Drew Matulich is doing guitar. And Darren Nicholson's doing some harmony vocal. And Roland White was in his late 70s when he recorded this. So if you're thinking, oh, he's not quite as good as he used to be, well, he's in his late 70s. I think he's doing a fine job because I'm in my late 70s and I realise that a few little bits and pieces drop off your music when you get into this age group. A little whitewashed chimney from Roland White and Friends.
The Mississippi's swollen on the sunny southern shore, and a steamboat comes a-puffin' round the bend. There's a little old log cabin with a grapevine on the door, and a little whitewashed chimney up the end. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine on the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. Well, they told me I would find money hanging wild like apples on the trees. But it was as my sweetheart told me, there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze. I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine on the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I could see the smoke arising from that little old chimney top as it welcomes me and greets me on the breeze. And I'll start to run in, and I know I'll never stop, but I've landed in that cabin on my knees. I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all alone again. To that little old log cabin with the grapevine over the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end.
That's a great song, classic bluegrass music, and written by Bill Clifton. Bill Clifton visited New Zealand in 1970 for the first time, and he did some work with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, that's us, and I always got to do the kickoff on that tune on banjo, and I really enjoyed playing it with Bill Betham over the years, different times when he was living in England and in the USA, fine gentleman, and he wrote some great music, and I'm delighted that Roland White reproduced that song for him. Ah, here's the band, Nothing Fancy, song called Time Gone By.
As I sit by the side of this old river, I'm thinking back on the days gone by. How time past has changed me, and I really don't know why. There was a time my hair didn't reach my shoulder, and these lines weren't painted on my face. No, I can't help but smile when I think back for a while. Another time, another day, another place. Time gone by will never return. Yesterday's just a bridge that one should never burn. Looking back through the memories will take you away to another time, another place, another day. take a long look here around me, well, I see things that still look the same. And it makes me smile to know there's things in life that are never gonna change. There's that old clock sitting on the mantel. Well, it's been there since the very first day. There's a shelf full of old family pictures and this old guitar my uncle used to play. Time gone by will never return. Yesterday is just a bridge that one should never burn. Looking back through the memories will take you away to another time, another place, another day. One should never burn. Looking back through the memories will take you away to another time, another place, another day.
Was Nothing Fancy, and it was pretty fancy really, but they did a great version of that song, and we're going to listen to them a little bit later in the program as well. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. This comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media in Hamilton, New Zealand, and I'm sitting in a studio in Hamilton, New Zealand at Free FM, and I know that there's people all around the world listening to this program. A lot of you tune in on podcasts and get it on various radio stations throughout New Zealand. It goes out to all the access radio stations in New Zealand, goes to several in Canada and some in the USA as well. And lots of people get it by podcasts. And I'm absolutely delighted that some people listen overseas and really enjoy my take on bluegrass music. I sort of fell in love with the music in the mid-1960s when I heard Earl Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme and thought, I want to play banjo like that, and just carried on from there. And I've had a love for bluegrass music right through, and I'm really enjoying the opportunity to play to you some music from my collection of CDs and LPs that have accumulated over the years. Far too many, really, but that's all right. It makes up for a good radio show as far as I'm concerned. So I hope you're enjoying that. I need to say that we're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, and a lot of you are a bit far away to visit Shearer's, but they're a centre of music in Hamilton, New Zealand. If you need anything musical, go to Shearer's, and they will just about always have it, be it a new instrument, Martin guitar, or an entry-level guitar, banjos, mandolins, they have those as well. They've got keyboards and drums and the accessories, all the strings and capos and picks that you could want, as well as sheet music, books on playing, and very helpful advice from the people. Go and see Shearer's. They've been sponsoring music and supporting music in New Zealand, in Hamilton, for more than 60 years, and I'm delighted that they're sponsoring Back Porch Bluegrass. Really good. Let's hear some bluegrass live at the CMA, the Earls of Leicester, which is the Flat & Scruggs tribute band. They're a bunch of crazy guys, I think, and I think they have a lot of fun, and they play excellent Flat & Scruggs derived music. And the band is, I'll better make sure I get this right because my brain doesn't work sometimes these days, as many of you have noticed. Jerry Douglas on dobro and vocals, and I think he's one of the key men responsible for setting up the band. Barry Bales on bass and vocals. He's out of Alison Krauss and Union Station, of course. Sean Kemp on lead vocals and guitar. Does a great job. Charlie Cushman on banjo and lead guitar, plays classic bluegrass from Earl Scruggs styles. Johnny Warren on fiddle, and he is the son of Paul Warren, who used to be in Flint Scruggs. How about that? And Jeff White, mandolin, lead, and harmony vocals. And they do some great things in their concerts. And I've just picked out this particular tune for you. I hope you're going to enjoy it. It's old bluegrass tune, Don't Let Your Deal Go Down. And it sounds like this.
All right, let's do one here. My mama always told me, she said, son, whatever you do, don't let your deal go down. Well, I've been all around this whole wide world. I've been down to sunny Alabama. My mama always told me, son, never let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down to your last old dollars. See your gal no more.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down to your last old dollars. Take my rocking chair. If these doggone blues don't leave my mind, I'm gonna rock away from here.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down. Don't let your deal go down.
Oh, honey,
don't let your deal go down to your last old dollars.
Isn't that a lot of fun? Oh, they just sound so enthusiastic with their picking. Earls of Leicester. Well, we've got some music coming up now with a band called Sideline. And it's a great name for a band. They were formed in 2012 as a sideline to the bands that they otherwise played in. For example, Steve Dilling. He played for Russell Ball for 20 years. And Skip Cherry Holmes played in the Family Band and also with Lou Reed in Carolina. Jason Moore's in the band. Bass player Nathan Aldridge, Bailey Coe, Troy Boone. All these people, they play excellent music and they really do a good job of playing it together, and I've selected two songs to play. First one is called The Old Time Way, and the second one is a fast fiddle tune type song called Cotton Eye Joe. I know I get to play this with my boys every now and then, and I've got to still pick pretty fast to keep up with the way they sing it, and great song. Anyway, here's Sideline. Let's have a listen.
Play, cause there ain't nothing like the old time way. Them pretty girls come out tonight, cause all the boys are feeling right. We're gonna dance all night and day, cause there ain't nothing like the old time way. Thank you.
plan to stay, 'cause there ain't nothing like the old time way.
The band Sideline, and oh boy, did they pick along on that tune pretty fast, wasn't it? Even the guitar break was pretty frantic. Ah, good to hear some sort of almost slightly out of control bluegrass music sometimes. That's one of the exciting things about playing. You're sort of playing as fast as you possibly can. Let's have a bit of old-time music now. And this is from a band called Dale Jett and Hello Stranger. It's from a CD called Going Down the Valley. And Dale Jett is the younger son of Jeanette Carter and the grandson of the legendary AP and Sarah Carter. Of course, he grew up becoming familiar with his grandparents' music, the family's music, and he's always been part of their music. And when his mum, Jeanette, started offering music at her dad's old store, thus establishing the Carter fold, Dale just listened to the music. And then with his wife, Teresa, and a friend, Oscar Harris, they got together and formed Hello Stranger. And this album is doing all Carter family songs. Dale Jett plays guitar and alto harp and does most of the lead vocals. Oscar Harris does lead and harmony vocals, plays guitar and alto harp and a bit of mandolin. And Teresa Jett does harmony vocals and plays the bass. Great trio there. And they're helped out on a few tracks. Todd Mead plays fiddle and banjo on some tracks, and other people do some harmony. It's got all sorts of songs on here, and I'm going to play you a song called No Depression in Heaven. I first heard this song from the New Lost City Ramblers, and I always loved the song. And New Lost City Ramblers were great interpreters of old-time music. And then I hear a slightly different sounding version from Dale Jett and Hello Stranger. No Depression in Heaven sounds like this.
Fear the hearts of men are failing. These are later days, we know. The Great Depression now is spreading. God's word declared that it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression. World of toil and trouble, my home's in heaven, I'm going there. Bright land, there'll be no hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weepy widow, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffins, and no dead. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven. I'm going there. That dark hour of midnight's nearing. Tribulation time will come. The storms will hurl the midnight fear and sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression. To the lovely land that's free from care, I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. Home in heaven, I'm going there. Home in heaven, I'm going there. I'm going there.
Dale Jett and Hello Stranger. And of course that song was written in the early 1930s, and the Depression had just struck all of America, or in fact the rest of the world, pretty seriously. So songs like that were from the heart for many, many people. And I've always enjoyed that song. He did a little bit differently from the way the New Lost City Ramblers did, which is great. Interesting on this album, Wayne Henderson, the legendary guitar maker, is playing guitar on about three tracks. I don't think he was on that one, but Barbara Adams mentioned him to me, saying that she's got a beautiful ukulele made by his daughter. And Wayne Henderson is a bit of a legend, and since the book about him when he made a guitar for, I think it was Eric Clapton or something like that, and he makes wonderful guitars, but he plays good music as well. Oh, let's, I'll tell you what's on. Morrinsville Country Music Club is having a concert this Friday, Friday the 13th. Is that a good day for a concert? Their concerts are always excellent. There's a guest singer who sings three or four songs, and the band is always great. Everyone gets up and sings, and it's a very much... You enjoy the concert along with everyone performing. It's a great time. And the Rotary Community Hall in Morrinsville starts at 7:30. You need to be a little bit early to get a good seat. That's the Morrinsville Country Music Club concert. The Back Porch Bluegrass Jam is on the fourth Sunday of the month, of course. Sunday the 22nd this month. It's a real early day. And it's a very loosely organised jam, loosely organised by myself. And my various friends of mine turn up. And we play some music and pluck some songs out of the air and have a great time doing it. Get a cup of coffee and some biscuits and some live music, and it's all for $10. It's at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club in Hamilton East, Brookfield Street, Hamilton East. Starts at 2:30 on Sunday afternoon, finishes at 5 o'clock, so you got time to go home and have some dinner and doze off in front of the TV. What else we got going? Oh, that's all right. Let's get on with some music, Paul. Yes, well, here, Lulu Bell and Scotty. These people were stars in the 1930s and the 1940s, and real famous people. They were one of the major acts in country music, and they played on the National Barn Dance in Chicago, which had a huge listenership, rivaled the Grand Ole Opry. And they were called the sweethearts of country music, and they really were. They were married long, long time. Lulu Bell, after her music career, went into politics, and Scotty went into teaching. And so they're real people active in the community and did some great music. He played banjo and guitar, and she played guitar, and she was evidently really good value to watch. There's a few clips on YouTube that you can find. And I've got them doing a song called Try to Live Some While You're Here, which has got a great title. And anyone who's listened to the show knows that I am attracted by really interesting titles. Here's Lulu Bell and Scotty, Try to Live Some While You're Here.
A year ago, just a year as a matter of fact. But I can't tell, there's a whole lot of difference in the way I feel or act. I may have to go in just a day or so, or I may stay many more years. But when I go, I want the world to know I enjoyed the time I was here.
Hide your grief, show your
summer, making sure I'm living. You can spot them coming a mile, walking around with a face hanging down, and you never see them laugh or smile. They never go in for wearing a grin, and they never try spreading good cheer. When I go, I want the world to know I enjoyed the time I was here.
Hide your grief, show your pearly teeth, spread cheer. Try to live some while you're here. Try to live some while you're here. Try to live some while you're here.
Well, that comes from the early days of country music and bluegrass music. It's had some banjo in it. It's sort of bluegrassy, sort of country. The guy playing the pedal, the steel guitar, was Roy Wiggins, who became a very famous steel guitar player. And different sound, isn't it? Sort of the early 40s and that sort of sound. Lots of energy. I thought you'd like that as a real change. Let's hear Jeanette Williams again. Everything's Blue.
Well, I can't see the light in your eyes anymore. Love is gone. We both know it's true. We said our vows just a month ago. We were so happy then. Now regrets are sinking in, and it looks like we're through. Oh, we had something old, we had something new, had something borrowed, now everything's blue. You're too young and it won't work,
that's what the old folks say.
But we laughed in their faces, we did it anyway. The truth is out.
Yeah, they were right after all.
We're to blame for our own fall. Love has drifted away. Oh, we had something old. We had something new. Had something borrowed. Now everything's blue. Could a promise meant forever fade like the morning dew? I didn't mean to break your heart. I didn't mean to be unkind. It's weighing heavy on my mind. Now everything's blue. Oh, we had something old. We had something new. Had something borrowed. Now everything's blue. Something old, we had something new, had something borrowed, now everything is blue.
That was Jeanette Williams. Randy Calls was playing the very pretty dobro in there. Time for a gospel song. Gary Brewer and the Kentucky Ramblers from an album called Nearing Jordan's Crossing, and classic bluegrass gospel sounds like this.
It was in a little old country church not so many years ago. We went to praise the Lord that night in the old-fashioned way, you know. At an old-time altar, I knelt down and began to weep and pray. Jesus spoke to me while I was there, and my burdens rolled away.
I remember all about it when he spoke peace to my soul. All the world can't make me doubt it. I'm happy, free, and whole. I've never been forsaken, never had to beg for bread. All I have to him I'll give, by his loving hand I'm led. I surrendered everything to him, took a stand for truth and right. Though my heart was sad, it made me glad when he pardoned me that night. Everybody seemed to be so glad, they were shouting all around. Praise his holy name, I am redeemed, and my soul is glory bound.
I remember all about it when he spoke peace to my soul. All the world can't make me doubt it, I'm happy, free, and whole. I've never been forsaken,
Never had to beg for bread. All I have to him I'll give by his loving hand I'm led. What a happy feeling o'er me roared when he broke the bonds of sin. And my heart was sad, it made me glad, gave me peace and joy within. I'm his and truly he is mine, we're walking hand in hand. And I know he'll lead me safely on till I reach that promised land. I remember all about it when he spoke peace to my soul. All the world can't make me doubt it, I'm happy, free and whole. I've never been forsaken, never had to beg for bread. All I have to him I'll give by his loving hand I'm led. All I have to him I'll give by his loving hand I'm led.
Gary Brewer and the band Kentucky Travelers. I think that's what it was, wasn't it? Kentucky Ramblers. Ah, we're going to hear from Nothing Fancy again, Just an Old Farmer.
He's nothing more than just an old farmer. Hard work is all that he has ever known. He's just a simple man, working a piece of land, living by the seeds that he has sown. When the sun comes up, there's coffee in his cup. From the front porch he greets a brand new day. He stretches out his arms, looks out across the farm, and in a soft voice you can hear the old man say, thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. Tell you he's not in it for the money. He'll say that he's as rich as he can be. Well, this land of ours is filled with milk and honey. Just buy a cow and a couple of hives of bees. He'll proudly say, I've never longed for nothing. This old farm has given all that I need. Well, it's been a real good home, and I've never felt alone, 'cause my old friend is watching over me. Thank you, my friend, for the blessings that you give. Forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. Blessings that you give, forgive me for the wrong things I have done, and give me the strength to work this farm today. For the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise. And for the bounties I receive, I will give you all the praise.
Oh, that song could be written about farmers all over the world, particularly New Zealand, Australia, and I guess it was written about farmers in the USA. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're getting near the end of the show now. I've got a little bit of a treat here, or what I think is a treat, an album, American Banjo, Three Finger and Scruggs Style. This came out as the first bluegrass LP, and it was recorded by Mike Seeger, mostly on location. He visited the banjo players and sat in their kitchen recording them playing. And the banjo player I've picked out is Junie Scruggs. That's Earl's older brother. So all the time that young Earl was learning a three-finger style playing, he was learning it on Junie's banjo in most cases. And Earl didn't get his own banjo until he was 10 or 11, so Junie must have been happy about lending him his. Anyway, Junie, of course, could play three-finger style banjo too. And here he is doing a classic banjo tune, Cripple Creek. This is recorded in 1956. I'm not sure how old Junie was then, but just so shows the siblings of some of these famous musicians can also do some good picking. Have a listen. Everyone can play banjo in the Scruggs family because Earl says he learned a little bit from his mother as well. We've come to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass. Thanks very much for listening in. We'll take it out with another banjo tune from one of the greats, Alan O'Brien and the Nashville Bluegrass Band. And this is called Old Timey Rising Damp.
Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.